This is Fresh Air. 8 years before Spike Lee's new movie, Anthony Davis composed an opera about Malcolm X. We'll talk with Davis in a few minutes. X, The Life and Times of Malcolm X, was first performed in Philadelphia in 1985 and performed the following year by the New York City Opera. Now Gramavision has released the first recording of the opera. Our classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review. Lloyd says that in the last few years, American composers seem to have learned from Mozart, Verdi, and Wagner that contemporary political issues make good subjects for opera.
These jazzy riffs don't sound very classical, but they're actually excerpts from an exciting contemporary opera, Anthony Davis's X, The Life and Times of Malcolm X. Davis says his music fuses jazz, opera, pop, and African musical idioms. He also throws in minimalism, blues, and Broadway. One section is even in three-quarters time. This mixture of idioms has been a modern tradition since Stravinsky, Bartok, and Kurt Weill. Davis takes this impulse even further. But his fusion doesn't always quite fuse. X seems to me most successful at either its jazziest or its most lyrical. It's most conventional when it sounds like 12-tone modern opera, as when Malcolm's mother describes a visit by the KKK. The scenario, created by Davis's brother Christopher, follows the chronology of Malcolm's life from his childhood in Lansing, Michigan, to his assassination in the Audubon Ballroom in Harlem in 1965 at the age of 39. We see scenes of his incarceration in Boston, his black separatist preaching, and his spiritual pilgrimage to Mecca. X strikes me as being mainly about internal transformation. The libretto by the Davis's cousin Thulani Davis tends to poetic abstraction, which softens Malcolm's political edge. The still center of the entire opera is the scene in Mecca. Eugene Perry, the wonderful baritone who sang Don Giovanni in the controversial Peter Sellers production telecast on PBS, brings Malcolm's inner conflicts powerfully to life. Malcolm's brother Reginald is sung by bass baritone Herbert Perry, Eugene Perry's real-life twin brother. there are two inspired strokes of casting. Malcolm's mother, who goes mad with grief when her husband is lynched, and Malcolm's wife are both sung by the same eloquent soprano, Priscilla Baskerville. And tenor Thomas Young is brilliantly convincing in two very different roles. He plays black Muslim spiritual leader Elijah Muhammad, who changes what he calls Malcolm's slave name, Malcolm Little, to Malcolm X. And he also plays a seductive hustler named Street, Davis's version of Gershwin's Sportin' Life, who first gets Malcolm into trouble with the law. This is Street's anthem. The chorus consists of all the singers in smaller but individual parts, who create a vital image of surrounding street life. Unlike Porgy and Bess, the greatest source of energy in X comes from the orchestration rather than the vocal line. In some ways, the real stars of the recording are the Orchestra of St. Luke's, conducted by William Henry Curry, and Anthony Davis's own amazing 14-piece ensemble, Episteme, with Davis himself on celesta. As jazz critic Francis Davis, not a relative, points out in his excellent liner notes, one of the most significant elements of the opera is the suggestion of improvisation in a carefully planned, highly formal score.
They call me nigger so much, I thought it was my name. Now the chickens they sent out are coming home to roost.
If X finally underplays the most radical elements of Malcolm's philosophy, still its engagement with real issues and its powerful, evocative score put it comfortably at the top of the list of contemporary political operas. It might even make a good movie.
Lord Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed Anthony Davis's X, The Life and Times of Malcolm X, on the Gramavision label. We'll meet the composer of X after this short break. This is Fresh Air.